Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
It was a tough start for Green Bay's newly tweaked defense in Seattle last week. But despite giving up 17 points and 212 yards of offense in the first half alone, the defense actually gave the offense an opportunity to get back into that game. Here's how.
On the opening series of the third quarter, trailing by just seven, the Packers defense got the Seahawks offense off the field without scoring. But on the Packers' very first offensive play of the second half, Aaron Rodgers' pass to Jordy Nelson went off Nelson's hands into the hands of Byron Maxwell, setting the table for the Hawks at the Packers' 8-yard line. Again, the beleaguered defense held tough as Micah Hyde denied Percy Harvin on third down. Steven Hauschka's short field goal made it a 20-10 game. This is where the offense absolutely had to step up. They motored to the Seattle 41, but on fourth and five, defensive end Cliff Averill beat Derek Sherrod and made a drive-killing sack of Aaron Rodgers. Yet again, the defense held, but again, the highly touted Green Bay offense failed to respond. On the first play of the ensuing drive, Michael Bennett beat Sherrod, stripped Rodgers of the ball for a safety, making it 22-10 Seattle and breaking the dam on the Packers.
Overall, the defense wasn't good enough in Seattle, but the offense had opportunities in the second half and was unable to deliver against the best defense in football. Now the 1-0 New York Jets come to town with one of the best defensive fronts most of us have never heard of. So getting back on track for the Pack will be no easy task. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.